I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well, keeping safe and healthy out there. Before we get into today's entitled parent stories, if you didn't see my video from a couple of days ago, I am now selling my own custom face mask. They're on screen right now. Loads of you have already picked one up. It's crazy to see. Thank you so much. If you haven't got one already, the link is in the pinned comment and in the description. With that all being said, let's get into our first story of today's video. Entitled Mum tries to imply my mum cheated on my stepdad and fails. Little backstory. My sister and I are half siblings. We share the same mother who has light colored eyes like myself, but different fathers. Our mother was no longer with this man, but instead with my stepdad, who has light colored eyes as well. My sister has brown eyes, almost like a brown crayon color. Anyone who knows genetics knows that brown eyes are a dominant trait, and there could be a possibility of a light colored eye offspring if they carry the recessive gene. Now, I was not at the restaurant this took place at, as I was working, so I'm going by what my stepdad told me. So the three of them, my sister, my mum, and my stepdad, were at the restaurant, sitting at a table more in the middle of the restaurant. There are three of them at the table, but the table seats four, so there was extra silverware. A mother and her family came into the restaurant, a total of five people as it was her and four kids. They were sat at the table near my family and had to pull another chair from another table. The hostess asked if my family's extra chair was being used, so they said no and it was taken. The hostess commented that she would get a new roll of silverware and left. My little sister was about seven at the time, so she just sat across my mum and stepdad, colouring the little paper they give kids. The other family kept looking over at her, and there was whispering. Suddenly, the other mum came to the table and grabbed the extra silverware, putting her arm across my sister without asking, startling my sister. My little sister is autistic, so she freaked out a bit. My mum said, "Hey, what the heck is wrong with you? Oh, that hostess was taking too long. We already have the chair. I can take the silverware." My stepdad then said, "You could have just asked and we would have gave it to you, you self-entitled female dog.
Did you just swear in front of children?"
F yeah, I did. That was when the entitled mum looked at my mum and my stepdad and then looked at my sister.
"You know that's not your kid, right? Obviously you're being cheated on."
My mother's jaw nearly dropped to the floor.
"Are you effing kidding me?"
At this point, my stepdad snatched the silverware from the entitled mum.
"Hey!
Maybe she was adopted. Did you ever think of that? The girl is seven and I've been in her life since before she was two. Now go F yourself." The entitled mum and her kids got their new silverware and requested for a different table. They were moved and my family ate in peace. Sorry, there were no fights and no cops called, but it was still rude of this lady to say what she said. Yeah, OP, no doubt about that. You're absolutely right. I just don't understand why this entitled mum is even bothering to get her nose in into a subject that she has absolutely nothing to do with and she has no knowledge on. I guess these people just can't think about what they're saying before they speak, right? And imagine what that sentence could do to someone who is a little bit, you know, mentally unstable, in a bad place, you know, maybe going through something. That's so toxic. And also, has this woman never heard of children not being related to their parents? There are such things as adoptions, as you said. Like, that's not an unusual thing that happens all the time. The only thing this entitled parent is doing successfully, in my opinion, is just shaming these parents for no reason at all. Now moving on to our next story. Entitled mum spent an hour shopping while her child screamed the entire time. Then tried to exchange clothes from over a year ago to pay for the clothes she picked out that day. Strap in, everyone. This is my favorite story to share from my time in retail. This lady was absolutely bonkers. You love to see it. So this happened a few years ago when I was working part-time at a clothing outlet. Let's just say that this company sells higher-end clothing and caters almost exclusively to Karens. My life was heck for those 2 years. God bless those of you who work there full-time. You are the real heroes. Oh, I really want to know what this story is now. Let me start by saying this was a Saturday shift in a crowded shopping mall, and I was working a double to cover for a coworker. I'd recently been promoted to shift lead, so I was the manager on duty that day and was closing. Fast forward to the end of the day. The day was insane, and by the end of it, both my coworker and I were exhausted. We were tidying up the store and taking care of all the go backs when I heard the door open. It was 8:53, we close at 9. Enter EM, a lady who has clearly never interacted with another human being, and EK, her screaming one-year-old. Typically, if we have customers that come in that late, it's to grab a gift card or something. We do have the occasional shopper that comes right before close and stays a while, but they are typically fairly quick when they realize that they are the only ones there holding us up. Not tonight. The first thing I notice is that the entitled kid is screaming. Like, it sounds like someone is ripping off his arms level screams. I walk up to greet the entitled mum over the sounds of her screaming offspring. Good evening, mom. Is there something that I can help you find today? No, thanks. Just browsing. The worst answer. Okay, well, let me know if you need help with anything before I close the dressing rooms. My little way of insinuating that it's late and I want to go home. Well, I'll definitely need a dressing room. Can you go ahead and start one for me? I'm yelling at this point over the sound of the entitled kid screaming. Sure thing! Yeah, sorry about him. He's had a long day. Haven't we all? As I walk away, I notice that the entitled mum has a trash bag full of clothes underneath the stroller that is carting around her screaming toddler. Odd, but whatever. Maybe she has a Goodwill donation. For the next hour and a half, this woman tries on every article of clothing in the store. Per corporate policy, we can't rush guests as they shop, as long as they come in before close. We tried everything. Turning off the music, sweeping the floor, closing the 2 out of 3 registers, etc. Pretty much all the indicators that we are closed and to get the F out, and yet she stayed. And her kid screamed for an hour of it before he fell asleep. At around 10:30, she is ready to check out. I have my poor co-worker start to ring her up so I can get closing started in the back and get us the heck out of there. I'm in the stock room when I hear the screams. I rush out and I find this lady screaming, and my poor co-worker, who is one of the nicest people I've ever known, is crying at this point. What's seems to be the problem. Anything I can help with? Yes, you can fire this idiot because she's treating me like absolute garbage. I don't think corporate would be very happy to hear how their employees are treating paying customers. My coworker looks at me with tear-filled eyes. Hey, don't worry. You go to the back and finish the online orders for me. I'll take care of the entitled mum. Okay, mom, what can I help you with? Well, I was trying to get these clothes returned so I can put the credit towards my purchase. The entitled mum then takes the full garbage bag of clothes and dumps it out in front of me. Technically, the clothes inside the bag were all from the store where I worked. However, they were all a year older or more, clearly well worn with no tags. Mum, I'm so sorry, but you cannot return these. What? Why not? Well, for one, they don't have any tags, you don't have a receipt, and they have clearly been washed and worn by you for quite some time. Returns are typically recent purchases that don't quite fit. Well, these don't fit me anymore, so I would like to return them. She said this in a very condescending tone. Our return policy is 30 days and it can't be washed, and you need a tag or receipt. Can't you just give me store credit? No, I cannot. You can try resale shops if you want to, but we aren't a thrift store. These pieces aren't even in production anymore. I'm not an idiot. I know these clothes are from a while ago because I'm the one who bought them. They don't fit me anymore because I was busy creating human life and now I need new clothes. She gestures to her poor exhausted child, who has at this point woken up and began to scream again. Mom, I'm sorry, but I still can't accept these as returns. Can I help you purchase the clothes you picked out today? Like heck you can't. I've had a long day and deserve.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Of this. I can't afford to buy these without returning my old clothes. Well, then I don't know what I can do for you. You can get me your manager. I say, full of satisfaction, I'm the manager on the floor tonight. Well, then you are so screwed. I'm calling corporate to report you and your co-worker. Well, here's their number. Call center opens tomorrow at 7 a.m. The entitled mum's mouth dropped. I'm pretty sure she didn't expect me to be so cavalier about getting reported, but I did not give a single F at this point. She was quiet for a moment and took a deep breath and asked if I could help her bag up her old clothes to take with her so she could give her screaming child a snack. I was pretty shocked at the abrupt mood change, but whatever. I'm exhausted and want to leave so bad. I start bagging up her old clothes while she reached down to grab her kid's snack. As I'm putting the clothes in the bag, she reaches over the counter, grabs the clothes she was going to purchase and then runs towards the door. I just stand there because it's against our policy to stop people from shoplifting anyway, and I've locked the doors to prevent other people from coming in. She gets to the doors and violently yanks the handle back and forth, trying to open them. I calmly walk over. "Let me out!" "Sure thing." I hold up my hands for the clothes. She glares at me, then wisely decides it's not worth it. She shoves the clothes at me and turns away, muttering obscenities at me as she does so. I unlock the door and she leaves. As if that encounter wasn't crazy enough, she actually called corporate to complain after literally trying to shoplift from our store. What a wild ride.
Yeah, guys, I think that last sentence just confirms in my head how stupid this entitled person really is. What is she doing?
Okay, so let me just go over this quickly. While she's trying to shoplift everything, at that point, the person that is working there, OP, doesn't know your name, doesn't know anything about you, just your face, that's it. Yes, the CCTV would have picked you up, but apart from that, nobody knows your name, I think. However, when the following day you call the call center and say, "I want to complain about some customer service," and then they say, "Okay, sure, we can make a complaint. What's your name, by the way?" Has this entitled mum really just given her name to them for no real reason, just adding to the fact that she could possibly now be arrested for what she did? Honestly, just absolute stupidity in 2020. Didn't even know people could be this stupid in this day and age, but I'm being proved wrong right here. Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for this video. What a stupid story that was. If you do want to buy my face mask, all the profits are going to charity. All the money that I'm making from it is going to charity. So pretty much by doing that, you donated to charity. So why not? The link will be on screen right now to that. But also remember, just as equally important is to subscribe to my channel. We're now growing at about 2,000 subscribers a day. Let's try and get to 2.5, 3. Let's keep growing towards 500,000.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.